brought to you by the Cannabis Bee Network.
Here is the Cannabis Bee News with your host, Joe Jameson.
Hello, listeners. How's it going today? This is episode CBN 050-828-2013, Hemp Wednesday. Scroll into article number one. Air Force bans Greek yogurt with hemp seed over anti-drug policy concerns. Really? Get a grip. Take it away.
Air Force bans Greek yogurt with hemp seeds over anti-drug policy concerns. By Nick Ling. Source, The Huffington Post. The Air Force warned personnel over the weekend to steer clear of a specific flavor of Kobani Greek yogurt that includes hemp seeds. Hemp contains trace amounts of THC, the psychoactive ingredient also found in marijuana, classified alongside heroin and LSD as a Schedule I drug under federal law. The Air Force, as part of its anti-drug policy, added hemp seed oil products and hemp seed to a list of forbidden substances in 1999, over concerns that they could confuse the results of drug tests regularly given to service members. Kobani's Blueberry Power Flip is the latest victim of that prohibition. The Air Force made clear that yogurt flavors without hemp are still fine to eat. The Air Force has not restricted military members from consuming Kobani Greek yogurt. Rather, only Kobani yogurt that contains hemp seed or hemp seed oil is prohibited, just as any product which contains or is derived from hemp seed or hemp seed oil is prohibited, said Captain Adam Kaldelka, the legal advisor for the Air Force Drug Testing Laboratory at the Air Force Medical Operations Agency at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas, according to the Air Force Times. Here's the relevant passage of Air Force policy. Studies have shown that products made with hemp seed and hemp seed oil may contain varying levels of tetrahydrocannabinol THC, an active ingredient of marijuana which is detectable under the Air Force Drug Testing Program. In order to ensure military readiness, the ingestion of products containing or products derived from hemp seed or hemp seed oil is prohibited. Failure to comply with the mandatory provisions of this paragraph by military personnel is a violation of Article 92, UCMJ. Jessica DeGennaro, a spokeswoman for Kobani, told the Air Force Times that Blueberry Power Flip contains about 10 grams of hemp seeds. An independent study by Vote Hemp, a non-profit hemp advocacy group, found that eating a half pound of commercial hulled hemp seeds would be unlikely to cause someone to exceed the federal limit of 50 parts of THC per billion. People who regularly consumed smaller amounts of hemp seeds mostly were below the limit, the research found. A half pound is more than 20 times the amount of hemp seeds found in a 5.3-ounce cup of Kobani Blueberry Power Flip. DeGennaro said that based on other research about hemp seeds with standard amounts of THC, it would be unlikely for the Kobani product to result in a failed drug test. But she told the Times that Kobani couldn't confirm with certainty how its yogurt would affect Air Force drug testing.
Article number 2. 5 Hemp Essentials. These are products that you can buy. Take it away.
5 Hemp Essentials. Source, Ladybud. Hemp is the misunderstood sister of marijuana. While both plants are scientifically classified as cannabis, hemp does not produce psychoactive flowers, or buds, which you can smoke. Hemp has been used throughout history for a variety of utilities. Fibers, foods and soaps or other hygiene beauty products. Here are 5 of our favorite hemp products for everyday use. They are all sustainably produced and natural. Hemp is a great source of omega-3 fatty acids, and is high in protein. It is also extremely easy to digest. These hemp granola bars are great to keep in your car or your purse for when you need to eat on the go. They are safe for vegetarians and most gluten-free eaters. People with celiacs should proceed with caution. They are not certified gluten-free although there are no ingredients that contain gluten. They are all natural and organic, and they only contain ingredients you can pronounce. They also taste really good. They pack just enough sweetness to satisfy a craving but aren't saccharine sweet like other granola bars. They are also incredibly affordable. 6 packs of 6 retail for just $25. Pay it forward and keep a box or two in your car to hand to homeless and hungry people around town. Who said natural beauty can't be chic and edgy? Hemp Organics tinted lip balms and lipsticks come in a range of gorgeous, unique and earth-inspired shades that nourish and last on the lips better than any other commercial lip color. The colors really pop, and they easily survive tea sipping, wine drinking, eating or smoking. Hemp Organics is a division of Kohl Organics, whose motto is consciously connecting the world and beauty. We really dig that everything is produced ethically in San Francisco and made with ingredients we can not only pronounce, but we already know are safe. Favorite shades? Lipstick, Sienna and Sepia. Tinted lip balm, Earth. Many municipalities are passing laws banning single-use plastic bags, but besides removing all that waste from landfills, these bags are just practical to have on you. Chico bags collapse into themselves and store conveniently in any purse and clip to keys. Chico designed this line of hemp bags to easily reuse while grocery shopping. They are particularly great at a farmer's market. You can throw them in the wash if you soil them in any way. They are incredibly sturdy as well. You can pack basically as much as you can physically carry in them, but the hemp fabric allows fresh fruits and veggies to breathe in the same way a paper bag would. Chico Bags has a larger mission of helping completely eliminate all the single-use bag waste one bag at a time. They are in the process of becoming a Green America certified business. Living Harvest makes a whole line of hemp-derived dairy alternatives, including Milk's Original, Unsweetened Original, Chocolate, Vanilla, Ice Creams and Protein Powder. The protein powder is a great addition to a morning smoothie, or even as a stir into plain oatmeal or chia. Up to 60% of adults have trouble digesting lactose and have sought dairy milk alternatives, and there are a lot of them. Almond milk, coconut milk, soy milk, oat milk, you name it. Unlike the other non-dairy milks, it doesn't have a funky aftertaste and you don't have to worry about consuming too much estrogen, like you would if you are using soy as a replacement for everything. Why not use a dairy alternative that is high in protein, contains vitamin E which makes it a great digestive aid and comes from a company dedicated to bringing hemp back to the mainstream. How can you make a list about hemp essentials without Dr. Bronner's? You can use these great soaps for anything which makes them truly essential. If you still haven't heard of the soap, around since 1948, it's time to tune in. These Castile soaps are made from hemp, extra virgin coconut, olive, jojoba and essential oils, are not only organic and vegan-friendly, but also fair trade. In addition, you can be assured the ingredients are kept simple and pure, meaning you don't have to worry about any chemicals in your soap. A wide variety of essential oil scents are available. Peppermint leaves a fresh gentle tingle, while the lavender soothes and the citrus invigorates. With other options such as eucalyptus, almond, rose, baby mild and tea tree, there are as many options of scent as there are of cleaning. Review, Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps by Rayland.
Article number 3. Tennessee lawmakers draft hemp bill. Take it away.
Tennessee lawmakers drafting hemp bill. By Associated Press. Source, The Commercial Appeal. Two state lawmakers in Tennessee are pointing to Kentucky's recent approval of hemp farming as they push for a similar measure. The Knoxville News Sentinel reports Republican Senator Frank Nisili of Strawberry Plains is drafting a bill with Republican Andy Holt of Dresden, and they plan to introduce the measure in next year's legislative session. Nisili said Kentucky and six other states have passed measures legalizing hemp even though federal law prohibits it. Nisili said there also is support for changing federal laws, notably from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Rand Paul, both from Kentucky. The utilization of hemp to produce everything from clothing to paper is real, and if there is a capacity to center a new domestic industry in Kentucky that will create jobs in these difficult economic times, that sounds like a good thing to me, McConnell said in a statement earlier this year. Hemp is controversial because the fiber is derived from the same plant as marijuana. Although varieties of the plant eliminate all or most of the drug component, authorities are concerned that marijuana cultivators might hide drug plants among a crop of fiber plants. Since Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker of Tennessee did not take a position on the issue, but said it should be discussed. While we have not spent a great deal of time on the issue, we think it should be fully vetted and debated at the appropriate time, Laura Herzog, spokeswoman for Corker, wrote in an email. A spokesman for Alexander offered similar comments. This is a very interesting proposal that has a good economic argument behind it. Unfortunately, an amendment by Senator Paul to allow industrial hemp to be grown and processed was not considered during the Farm Bill debate, but Senator Alexander will carefully consider this issue going forward, Alexander's spokesman, Jim Jeffries, said in an email. Nisili, a farmer, said introducing the measure in the Tennessee legislature would put pressure on Congress to repeal its prohibition on growing the plant, which has a long history in the nation. Betsy Ross's first American flag was made of hemp. Cowboys used to have jeans made of hemp. The cover on covered wagons headed west was made of hemp, he said. You can import it. You can process it for thousands of uses. You can own it. Why is it illegal to raise it?
Article number 4. Hemp bill could help area farmers. Take it away.
Hemp bill could help area farmers. By Joe Sullivan. Source, WBBJ-TV. Here in West Tennessee, corn and cotton dot the landscape. Soon the debate will begin on whether farmers can grow hemp in the state of Tennessee. State Representative Jimmy Eldridge is gathering the facts about hemp. There probably is a good use for hemp, but we got to look at the legal side of this thing, Eldridge said. What else can it be used for? How it can be used? Can it be harmful to our society, to our citizens, to our children? This month thousands of people came out for Seattle Hemp Fest. Hemp is refined into products like hemp seed foods, hemp oil, wax, resin, rope, cloth, pulp, paper and fuel. Adrian Edelman of Jackson sees the positive effect of growing hemp in Tennessee. The University of Kentucky recently did a study and found it would add 17,000 jobs just to the state of Kentucky if they legalized hemp in the state, Edelman said. I could see that, the law enforcement would have a problem with it, Troy Kilzer said. Republican Representative Andy Holt of Dresden released this statement to WBBJ. My intention is to look into industrial hemp production. We realize the onus placed on law enforcement and we are interested in hearing from law enforcement.
All right, that's all I have for this episode. We'll see you on the next episode, General Cannabis and Marijuana Friday. Until then, have a good day, good night, good week, bye-bye.
We pollinated your minds. Now, go pollinate the world.